Welcome to the Wampa's Lair podcast. Deep in the bowels of the frozen ice caverns of Hoth, our hosts, Carl LeClaire and Jason Hunt, have been frozen upside down to the cave ceiling with nothing to do but talk all things Star Wars. So make yourselves comfortable, but keep a wary eye out for trouble here in the Wampa's Lair.
Hello and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Wampa's Lair podcast. This is episode number 83, Breaking Cast. I am, as always, one of your hosts, Jason Hunt, and with me we have the Han Solo to my Chewbacca. We have Carl LeClaire.
Han Solo, I'm captain of the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. Hey, Jason. So good.
Hey, Carl.
This is like the fourth episode where I get to be Han Solo. You know me so well.
Yes, I do.
So I'll see you in hell.
There's more.
Oh, what's that you say?
But wait, there's more. We are not alone here. This is not just a Wampa's Lair podcast. And to introduce the other half of this show, I'm going to introduce it to Michael Cohen.
Yeah, so welcome to a brand new episode of Frontlines, the Clone Wars podcast. As well, I am one of your hosts, Michael Cohen, along with me, my faithful co-pilot, Matt the Crankster Cranky. Say hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up? What's going on, man? How you doing?
Everybody's podcasting tonight. Carl, Jason, and I just got off. Was it a Geek Out Loud? Was it a Star Wars report? Was it a big honking show? Nobody knows what it was. And so I thought, like, well, Matt and I are about to record and talk about this crazy news. And why not just have Carl and Jason join us, and I guess vice versa. So now everybody's on everybody's podcast, and the world was a better place for it. So
yes, I would agree with that.
What a testament to Star Wars fandom. We're all like, we all want to talk about this. Let's do it together.
Yeah. But none of us are on Rebel Force Radio, which makes me sad.
Oh yeah.
Cheers.
Steve will get to go on and talk about it for the rest of us. So
yeah. Yeah.
So what's the big news? I mean, we kind of knew everything, right? Is this news?
So big news, there's a Rebels trailer coming on Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
What? Yeah. Huge news.
Oh, man, that's amazing. We'll actually see something that's not, you know, cobbled together.
Yes.
2 second clips.
Yeah. Unless I missed something else today. Did I miss something, Jason?
I think there was something. Carl, did we miss something? Because I feel like there's this big elephant in the room, and I'm just not seeing it.
Did Barack Obama and George Bush become co-presidents? No, that's fictional. I believe what we got was a big casting announcement for a new Star Wars film, Episode 7, Rise of the Jar Jar. I don't know if you guys are aware of this new movie coming out.
If the word "rise" is anywhere in that title, I am going to flip out because I'm so sick of everything being called "rise," which is humorous, coincidental, not ironic, because the right after this portion, as we talk about this big news, Matt and I are going to talk all about Rise of Clovis, which I thought was just a little bit on the nose of a title, but. Everything's Rise. The Dark Knight Rises, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Bread Rises, everything rises, you guys.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Let's not have a rise in the title of episode 7.
You know,
but
Jesus
yes.
rises last Sunday.
Hey, so, that's true.
That's true. He's been doing that for you know, 2,000 years. So let's
leave that one.
I think that's
leave
okay.
that one. Yeah.
Yeah,
this is not fiction, folks. This is not fiction. We actually have a casting announcement. I'm as shocked as you are. But yes, let's discuss this thing. There's a whole bunch of new new actors, in addition to a whole bunch of old familiar faces. So I'm excited about this. Who wants to start picking this apart first?
Here, I will, you know what, let me do the honors of running down the list real quick.
Okay.
So the big part, the first part of the news is the classic trio, along with a couple others, have returned for episode 7. So that is Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Kenny Baker, Anthony Daniels, and Peter Mayhew, all returning for Star Wars episode 7. And along with them, a whole new cast of actors: John Boyega, Daisy Ridley, Adam Driver, Oscar Isaac, Andy Serkis, Domhnall Gleeson, I butchered that, I'm sure, and Max von Sydow will all join the original stars of the saga and make for what sounds like it's going to be an incredibly epic episode 7. So we no longer have to talk about this like it's a rumor. We no longer have to talk about these actors as if they are contending for the roles. It's official. The original three are back, and so many of these actors that have been rumored over the last couple of months are now official, and along with it, some really big surprises like Andy Serkis and Max von Sydow, who are going to lend some excellent credibility to this next chapter in the Star Wars saga. So, huge news. Let's go. Matt, you haven't gotten to talk about this to anybody yet. So, what do you think? The original three, along with Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew, and Kenny Baker, all returning for episode 7. How do you feel about that?
So, obviously, I'm not too surprised. We've kind of known about this, and there's been lots of rumors, and not a big surprise, but still, I'm happy to see all of them back, especially Ford, because I know he's, he's kind of like the grumpy old man now, and to see him sitting in the chair chatting with JJ in that picture that everybody's seen by now. You sent me the text, Chris sent me the picture earlier this morning, and you mm-hmm. Mentioned it. So just seeing that was kind of cool. But I think I'm most intrigued by this new cast. And like you said, Max von Sydow, he kind of does that Christopher Lee, Terrence Stamp type of thing that we heard from the prequels. And now you got Max. I remember him from Flash. I mean, this is a long time ago. Flash Gordon, back in the early '80s, Queen doing the soundtrack. I mean, it was pretty. The movie was, as a kid, I thought it was cool. But when you look back at it now, it's just like, oh man, that's pretty bad. But that's where I remember Max von Sydow from, and he's, of course, he's done a ton of other things. So that is a crazy cool casting rumor. But here's another one, Mike. Serkis. Andy Serkis, this guy has been doing what? Who played Jar Jar?
Ahmed Best.
Ahmed Best, right? So Ahmed Best is the one that started this off, and then Serkis come in and he does his thing with Gollum and all, and King Kong. I am really excited to see what he is doing. Is he going to? Here's the big thing: is he going to do a CG character, or is he going to have his own part? I mean, you would think that he's going to do some type of CG work because he's so good at it, and he's. Gollum is just fantastic. And then the other one that really I'm kind of really intrigued by is this Adam Driver. And only because of the look. I mean, this guy has, to put it nicely, a peculiar kind of look. You know what I mean? And he just looks like he's going to be a bad guy. And I don't know. And there's been some rumblings about, is this cast, is this girl, what's her name, Daisy, is she going to be the daughter, or is Driver going to be the son of Solos or something like that, And then this other guy, Domhnall Gleeson, he's the son of Brendan Gleeson, who's a big-time actor. He's been in Braveheart, and he always plays like the tough guy. This Gleeson kid is a guy, just the pictures, he looks like Obi-Wan with a beard and all that. Not that he's going to be a Obi-Wan or a descendant or anything, but he just has that look of like he could be a Jedi as well. So I those are the two that I'm really intrigued about, especially Serkis and this Driver kid, because he just has this weird look, man. He just looks like he might be an evil character. And of course, Max von Sydow, that totally came out of nowhere. I didn't see that one coming. Nobody saw that one coming. That was a big surprise. But of course, having, you know, the big four or five back, fantastic. And then this new cast, I mean, really excited. I didn't think I was going to be this excited, Mike, about a casting. But everybody's talking about it. The internet blew up. StarWars.com went down for a few minutes. I mean, it was crazy. And this is just the beginning. You know what I mean? Just the beginning. So,
well, I posted on Twitter that I remember when everybody said that we would never get the same kind of hype that we got with episode one. And yeah. I feel like all the people who have said that, they're probably going to defend that point, but I think that they're wrong if they try and say that episode 7 isn't reaching that level. I don't know that we're going to get midnight Walmart openings so that people can buy terrible Hasbro action figures, but I do think that the pop culture consciousness is taking to this in the exact same fashion, if not like with a more fevered pace than with episode one, just by virtue of the fact that now we have social media. I mean, think about it. We didn't have podcasts. That wasn't a thing when episode one was announced and came out. It wasn't even a thing when episode two came out. It really wasn't until episode three that we started to have these real great communities on the internet to talk about this stuff. So for the first time ever, with this huge fan community infrastructure, we're talking about episode 7. So this casting news has just exploded the internet, unlike anything before it, with the exception of the Star Wars Disney acquisition and the announcement of 7, 8, 9 in the first place. So yeah, I mean, it's huge news. I'm excited. Yeah. I love all of the choices. Jason, Carl, what do you guys think?
Well, I'm incredibly excited, but I just want to address a point that Matt brought up just a second ago. You said that, you know, Daisy Ridley, a lot of people are thinking she might be the daughter of Han and Leia, and I think there's some credibility to that. If you look at the picture, like I'm looking at it right now, where she is sitting, she's sitting between Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher.
Good point.
And I don't think it's an accident the way that they arrange the people sitting in the circle.
No, usually. You don't get to sit next to Harrison Ford just because, especially when you're one of the newbies, right?
Exactly.
Like if you're sitting next to Harrison Ford and having a little chit chat with Carrie Fisher, you know, the princess herself, it's for a very good reason, you know?
Right. So, yeah. So I would not be surprised if she is the daughter of Han and Leia there. So, to address the whole general cast at the moment, you know, I'm the one that blew me away, that I'm most excited about, that we had no idea was coming, is Andy Serkis. Because, and I said this on the big Geek Out Loud Star Wars report, whatever it was, earlier tonight, but because Andy Serkis could literally play anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody. He could play a hero, he could play a villain, he could play a smuggler, he could play an alien, he could be a CG, he could be a human, he could be in makeup. You know, he could literally do anything on this film, and it would be amazing. So I'm just excited to see what he will do, what amazing thing he's going to bring out of this, because, you know, while there's a good possibility he'll be doing at least something with CG due to his familiarity with doing that stuff in previous films, he's such a phenomenal actor on his own that he doesn't have to do that. So I'm just excited to see what that's going to be. And, you know, excited to see what this new crop of actors that I'm, you know, barely, that, you know, I only know of because they're on this announcement, you know, what they're capable of. Love and what they're going to bring to the table, and how they're going to solidify their names in the Star Wars saga. You know, this is exciting. So,
I think you're onto something, Jason, about that picture too. It didn't even dawn on me until you said that, and then you kind of looking around the room and you're going, "Wow, I think you're onto something about her sitting in between." It's all because it looks like they're at either a script reading or just a script read through. So it would make sense that they would position people as far as you know, maybe their relationship or whatever. Well, so I think you're onto something there.
The captions of all the pictures, too, say it's a table reading. So they're obviously reading a table script. Okay. Yeah. So they're, you know, Jason, that's a great point. You know, the way Daisy Ridley even looks, you know, she's having a little private chat sesh with Carrie Fisher. Harrison's talking to JJ, probably telling him how to direct the film. you know, Mark Hamill's kind of like chatting with C-3PO, aka Anthony Daniels. You know, that's a really good point, Jason. Just again, like, this is the freedom we as Star Wars fans have, is we have one picture, and we could probably talk about this for an hour. this is kind of sad.
Easily.
But that's a really good point you bring up, Jason. You know, I mean, you've got, you know, looking straight ahead, you know, well, obviously you have R2 in a box.
R2 has to be there.
Right. You don't see Kenny Baker in this picture. I'm just curious how they're going to use him, because, Jason, maybe you can clarify this, or maybe Matt or Mike, you can too, but... Because Kenny Baker is technically in the prequels, but is he actually inside R2 at all in the prequels? Because I felt like – I mean, I know he was in the original trilogy because they kind of needed him to be, but I'm fairly certain by the time we got to the prequels, that was no longer necessary. So
there's a few shots that have Kenny Baker in an R2, but it's not very many, and it's there because – you know. As far as I'm aware, it's there. He's there because he's been a part of the saga, and they want to keep him involved.
Okay.
Especially, you know, as far as the prequels were concerned, especially when they got to Revenge of the Sith. But yeah, that was my other thing, because Kenny Baker is not young, and he's had some health problems.
Yeah. He looked recently. Awful when we were at C6. I mean, he looked in very poor health.
Yeah,
and. He's been unable to leave England for a while due to some of his health issues. So I'm wondering if they're really going to use him, or if he's just going to be, you know, in here nominally because they want to extend the honor and keep him involved and, you know, help him out. So
they have the R2-D2 builders doing the R2s. So, what exactly is he going to do?
Isn't that so cool, though? You know, real quick, by the way, and the fact that you started a group because you're a Star Wars fan, and now that very same filmmaker is reaching out to you. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. You
good
know,
for them.
Maybe they'll reach out to us at Frontlines and the Wampas Lair and say, hey, what do you think of this plot point?
You know, that is why I started podcasting in the first place, but it hasn't happened yet. So.
Don't hold out hope. Or, I mean, hold on to hope, I meant to say.
Hey, is anybody like wondering where in this picture Lando is?
There is no Billy D.
Yeah, no Billy D, huh?
And, you know, and unless they said... the last few reports we had from him is that he was, I don't know if he was annoyed, but he had definitely been upfront that nobody had reached out to him yet. Right, so I was talking to Joe Hogan today for a while this afternoon. I'm sure you guys know Joe. And Joe made the point that, you know, Lando is not a necessary character at all. We could easily see him pop up maybe in episodes 8 or 9. So, you know, while I am actually a little bummed to not see Billy D, because I think he would happily be back in this. I mean, hell, if you get Harrison Ford back in this, you can probably get anybody back in this. I don't know. It stinks not having him, but you don't need him.
It's not a huge...
What do you guys think of... Like, okay, again, I keep reverting back to our originals, because, I mean, I'll be straight up right now, and if you guys obviously want to say more, you can. I don't know anything about these new people. Literally, I know nothing about... I've heard of two of them. That's it. So I am in no way... at a point to give an educated opinion about any of them. They all look fine to me. You know, Cohen, I know you were saying when we were just on with the Big Honkin' Show and Star Wars Report that, you know, we'd like to see a few more women. And obviously there is that report that J.J. Abrams still has one big role to fill, which is a female part. You know, I think we pretty much have our cast, and I don't know most of these people, but I'm just excited to have the original. And what I was thinking about today, though, is with Peter Mayhew. It was really cool to see him in there. We just saw him at C6. Do you think – I mean, because I know he was in episode 3. He donned the Chewbacca costume again. You know, he is old. You know, he is very old. He's on a cane most of the time when you see him these days. If he's in the Chewie uniform, do you think he'll be in it a lot? I don't see him being Peter Mayhew himself being in an action scene in the Chewbacca costume. What do you guys think?
Well, to sort of give a little bit of a background on this, there was a Kickstarter to help for a documentary that, you know, Peter Mayhew was getting both of his knees replaced. He was having double knee replacement surgery, and there was a documentary because he wanted to get ready for episode 7 to be available if they wanted him. After the announcement this morning, I got an email from the Kickstarter this afternoon saying that, you know, this is very exciting. You know, they're reaching the end of their journey with the documentary, and that Peter Mayhew is now fully mobile for the first time in a decade. So they made a point to mention that. So I think with the surgery and with the recovery from the surgery, he could be, you know, obviously they're not going to want him to run him into the ground because he's going to be in a giant fur suit all day long. But I think we could see some mild action, you know, jogging down a hallway shooting, you know, out of Chewie, you know.
I think we're going to see a lot of Chewbacca sitting. I think we're going to see a lot of Chewbacca hanging out. I don't think we're going to see a lot of Chewbacca, and I don't think we're going to see a lot of Han Solo, Princess Leia, or Luke Skywalker particularly taking part in the action. Of any of those characters to get into the nitty gritty with it, I think it's going to be Mark Hamill. I think it's going to be Luke Skywalker, training new Jedi, that sort of thing. But I do, I mean. The rumor right now is that Harrison Ford is only signed on for the one movie, so there is a very good possibility that he's not coming out of this movie alive. So,
well, Harrison Ford generally just signs on for one movie at a time, especially.
Yes, that too.
So,
but there is, he did famously want to die when he went into carbon freeze, and then to sacrifice, if not that, then to sacrifice himself in Return of the Jedi in order for everybody to defeat the Empire and save the day. He's always felt that character is sort of best served because he has no other arc. And I absolutely don't disagree with Harrison Ford on this. I do think that of all of the characters, Han Solo, he does change over the course of the movies, but he's Han Solo at the beginning, he's Han Solo at the end. His allegiances change, but his character is very similar. And so what would be the most dramatic thing for Han Solo to do is to give up his life for the Rebellion, or now the New Republic, or whatever they end up calling it. Because that would be the polar opposite of where we see him in A New Hope, where, you know, he's about to take off and leave them to fight the Death Star because it's, you know, what good's a reward if you're not allowed, or not around to use it, right? So that's where that character should end up, I think. And this is one of my problems with the EU as it stands, or I guess it doesn't stand anymore, but as it did stand, that Han Solo is still around, and you know, Chewbacca's dead, Anakin's dead. Spoilers, everybody. Sorry. if you're behind on the novels, too bad. They don't count anymore. So I'm going to spoil them as much as I want. Jason Solo becomes Darth Cadus and then dies. Like it's ridiculous, and so I'm glad to see the EU at that far end of the spectrum go, and I'm glad to see Lawrence Kasdan writing truth for us to show us what actually happens to Han Solo, Princess Leia, and Luke Skywalker, and the rest of the Star Wars galaxy. So I don't know. I am happy with everything that I'm seeing. And I am ecstatic about some of these new cast members.
Yeah,
Daisy Ridley, I could not be more in love with that casting choice. I got to see her showreel before it got pulled down. It got switched over to private very quickly, and I got to see it before that happened. And she reads on screen as very much like Keira Knightley, who is similar to Padme in a lot of respects, to the point that Keira Knightley plays one of Padme's handmaidens in episode 1. Mm-hmm. So that to me indicates definitely related to Leia. You'd be silly not to think that Han and Leia are married and have a child. So for me, it's a 99% lock that she is Jaina Solo in some fashion, maybe not in name, but and maybe not as much in the exact character of Jaina Solo, but in the spirit of that concept of the Solo legacy, moving on to the next generation. So, yeah.
Can I make a quick point? Off of what you said, Colin. Going back a little bit to what you said about Harrison Ford and Jason, you know, you mentioned how he pretty much always signs on just one film at a time. But I've heard actually conflicting reports. I don't know if you've heard this too, Cranky, but there's been these conflicting points where, you know, initially Harrison Ford said if he ever came back, it would be under the stipulation that Han Solo is killed because that's what he really wanted in Episode 6. But then I've also heard a conflicting report that he said that he would only come back if they made Han Solo a major character. Now, that being said, maybe he's just a major character in Episode 7 who dies. Or maybe he really does want to be in episodes 8 and 9 as well. I don't know. I'm with you. I mean, anybody who listens to the Wampuslayer knows I'm a Han Solo fan, but I'm with you, Cohen, on the fact that I am totally fine with seeing Han die because as long as it's not like Boba Fett, I'm like a punk. Because by the way, without the EU, obviously he's dead. You know, I'm totally fine with watching Han Solo perish in Episode 7, preferably towards the end. I don't want to see Harrison Ford back for 20 minutes. And I don't think they would do that to him. I don't think he'd sign on for something that menial. But all I keep thinking of, and I don't know, have you guys all seen the first Star Trek that Abrams did?
Yes.
Okay. Have you, Colin? Or excuse me, Cranky?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So all I can think of is I just feel the beginning of that film, the scene where Kirk's father dies. The music there, the way it's shot, it's so beautiful. Even so early in the film, like I remember the first time I saw that, like it kind of choked me up. And it's like you didn't even have a huge chance to attach yourself to those characters, so that could be done so beautifully. I feel like Abrams is the perfect person to kill off Han Solo. So I don't know, I just think that it would really shift the way we think about the Star Wars saga as well. Because again, if you look back to the prequels. Episode 3, a lot of tragic stuff happens, but it's all stuff you kind of expected. Whereas if you got something very serious like that right off the get-go in the start of the sequel trilogy, you kind of know to buckle in for a real serious ride, which I think, especially us adult fans, are really wanting out of the sequels. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Well, that's exactly what Kasdan wanted in Episode Return of the Jedi. He said, you know, I wanted to kill off Han early so the audience has a little bit of like worry about the rest of the show. Like if you're going to do that to Han in the beginning, what's going to happen? And I think you're going to get your wish because Kasdan is he's in this room right here and he's an integral part of this next chapter. And I think you might get that major Han Solo going down for the family or whatever it is in a blaze of glory. So
I have always said that I think at least Luke and Han will die in this series. In the next,
oh, you're saying Luke too? Wow,
Luke, because he can come back as a Force.
Oh, I was just about to say that when we were at Star Wars Celebration 5, and I almost called him Luke. Mark Hamill was doing his panel. He talked a lot about. And I think it was really the first time that anybody heard a lot of this, his conversations with George Lucas about 7, 8, and 9. And he talked about it in a way of like, well, we're never going to do them, so I may as well tell you guys what's going to happen. Basically, when he sat down to do the first movie, they were in Tunisia, and it's like between takes, between setups or whatever, they'd be sitting around and Mark would be grilling George about all sorts of things and saying, you know, like, well, where's the character going to go? What's my motivation? What blah, 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 all that, because he was an earnest, eager, young actor. And George sat there and went, well, so here's the plan. You, in this movie, are going to learn everything from Obi-Wan Kenobi, and then over the next two movies, you will become a Jedi. And then we'll take a break. And it'll be about 10, 15 years, and I'll go back and I'll do episodes 1, 2, and 3, which will tell the story of how Darth Vader came to be and what happened to Anakin Skywalker, and obviously he said all this stuff without giving things away. And then 10, 15 years after that, we'll come back and we'll do episode 7, 8, and 9, at which point you will be the age that Sir Alec is now, and you will be the Obi-Wan Kenobi character, and much like he passes the torch of the Jedi onto Luke, you will pass the torch onto the next generation, and end up as a, you know, the spectral force ghost sort of character that Obi-Wan becomes. And so, like, that stuff was, if anything, I think that is set in stone. That's coming from George himself. That's in the original, like, breakdowns. And I think we can expect to see that come to fruition. If not in the first movie, at least in the second movie. So I think it's going to mirror episode 4 to a great deal. Look at episode 1. We start with Qui-Gon, who is our Obi-Wan Kenobi character, and he dies by the end of the movie. There is a pattern, and, you know, like, everything is mirrored. It's when you start to break down the prequel trilogy in comparison to the original trilogy, you see that they follow each other beat for beat. But what happens is Anakin falls to the dark side, whereas Luke doesn't succumb. Right, that, like, that's the difference. One is the story about the light fading and the darkness overcoming it, and then the other story is about the light coming back and defeating the dark. So, who knows what we're going to see in this one? Because it is intended to fill out the Skywalker saga, that core 9 movies. So, who knows what we'll see, if we'll see the galaxy ending up in darkness. Or if the good guys will win in the end, but it is going to mirror that story, and so I think it's very smart for us to look at a lot of these characters and go, okay, look at the actors, what are their archetypes, and I think if we do that, we can start to get a really good sense of who's going to be who and how these actors are going to flesh out a new Star Wars universe.
Yeah. Can I just sort of, like, finish my little thought on this? But I've always said that I think Luke is going to die in episode 7 because he can come back as a Force ghost for the rest of the trilogy. And I think Han is going to die in episode 8, just so that we have a little more time with him. And then we have another one of the big three to go down. And I've always said that since we recorded on the whole announcement that we were going to get these, that I think it would be great if Han went out in a blaze of glory in the Millennium Falcon with his best friend Chewie. And so episode 8, I'm fully expecting to see Han, Chewie, and the Millennium Falcon go out. So,
with Chewie in
it? Yes.
Whoa, talk about a powerful scene right there. That would be, woo!
Yeah.
I know.
I think Chewie has to die with Han.
It almost has is like to, that.
Huh? Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think
it's the life debt. It's the life debt.
Real quick, Cohen, you brought this up a few minutes ago. Obviously, again, like I said, I don't know anything about any of these actors, but speculating about who they might be, Daisy Ridder's character, I really hope is a Solo child. And the reason I say that is because going back to some of the original treatments that Lucas was playing around with when he was writing 9, 7, 8, and 9, excuse me. The idea was, again, this idea of passing the torch. I can definitely see Luke as the Obi-Wan type character. This is also why I don't see Luke having a wife and children in episode 7. Even if there is a new Jedi Order that allows the Jedi to marry, I just don't see Luke doing it. That being said, I hope she is a child of Han and Leia, because Lucas's original intention with the sequel trilogy was Luke's descendants or Skywalker descendants still carrying that torch forward. Because Lucas's intention in episodes 1 through 9 was to tell the saga of a family. And I love that concept. I love that concept of showing how this one family really helped to shape this galaxy that we're being introduced to. And again, I like that from a biblical standpoint. You know, the entire book of Genesis is the creation of a family as this great nation. I think Lucas is channeling that epic storytelling proportion of creating this family. So if we don't see Han and Leia having children, and we don't see Luke having children, and we just have a cast of new characters, I think that's really going to miss out on the depth that the story can have moving forward. If it's just like, hey, here's three new characters in a galaxy you love, I don't know that I can attach to that. I'm not saying I can't and I won't, but I really want that in some way the new characters, they don't all have to be, but in some way one of them has to be a Skywalker. I don't know. What do you guys think of that?
I think that's, yeah, no, exactly. I mean, that's why I think Jason was on to something when he said that. She's going to be, she's a Skywalker, you know, she's the daughter of Han and Leia. She's a Skywalker, and I can just see her getting taught some lessons by Luke in this thing. So I think to have the Skywalker name, you have to have that, I think. Maybe not towards the end, but sure, definitely in 7 and actually, this whole trilogy, I could see that, and I wouldn't. I'd be happy about that. I'm expecting her to be the child of Han and Leia. So if she's not, it's going to blow me away. You know what I mean? So definitely. You know, the other thing that I'm just looking at this picture again, and you know what's really weird about this, guys, is to not see George Lucas in a picture like this.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Is that?
Yeah.
Because every time we've always seen Lucas talking and doing this and talking to Abrams and whoever throughout the last 35 years.
Yeah.
And to not see him in this is like, whoa, we are definitely turning a page in the Star Wars history here. So
yeah. I read an article yesterday that said he is, you know, Lucas is still being kept in the loop as a creative consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, again, I really like that. I like that he is, even if it's simply to say, like, don't do that or, yeah, do that. Even, you know, even if it's not him creating any of the story elements, I like the fact that he's at least shaking his head yes or no, because this is his universe. And until he's dead, I think in some way he's entitled to some sort of opinion.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that he wouldn't be, like, just there just to be there. Like, you know, here's the guy that started it all, just kind of hanging with Kathleen or something like that. But now he's really... Taking it back.
All he would have been doing there is just saying faster and more intense.
I knew that was coming. Yeah.
I think it's good that he's not here at this initial thing, just so that, you know, he can give JJ and Kathleen their space to run with it. Because if he was there at this initial, you know, gathering, then that might have been a little, you know, everyone trying to be in awe and reverence to him, you know. But so I think it's good that he's not there initially, but that he's on speed dial and that he'll probably show up every now and again because he can.
Well, and the thing is too, like, and he probably thinks, you know what, I don't need to be there. I don't really, not to say he doesn't want to be there, but he's not a guy that's really possessive about this thing. I mean, look at all the stuff we've gotten over the last 35 years, all the parodies and the EU and all that. He's one to just say, here you go, you know, have fun with it. And he's doing it with this new group and this new writers and the new directors. It's like, here you go, have fun with it. And I'll be waiting in the seats with the rest of the fans in 2015.
Kind of ironic that his original idea of the sequel trilogy was about passing the torch, and that's what he did.
Yeah,
you know, like kind of ironic.
Yeah, Mike, should we wrap this up?
Yeah, I think so. So thank you guys for jumping on with us and talking all about this. I'm sure there will be much speculation and many more questions and reveals in the coming weeks. We've still got Star Wars Day coming this Sunday, May the 4th.
Hey, before we go, though, I do have a question for you guys. Oh, crap, I just forgot it. Wow, that's no good. Hold on. No. Oh, okay, I remember. And this is for all three of you.
Okay.
Will you guys read spoilers as they come out, if they come out? You know, J.J. Abrams, he's known for being very tight-lipped, being very careful with things. But let's be honest. I mean, the world we live in, the social media access we have, stuff is going to slip, whether it's J.J. Abrams or not. Will you guys read it? Jason.
I will not hunt down spoilers, and if spoilers include plot points, I will try to stay away from them, but I don't mind knowing who the characters these actors are playing. I don't mind knowing if such and such vehicle shows up or that sort of thing, or this new actor came in to film a scene or two. You know, I don't mind that sort of thing. But I don't want to know the plot. If there's, you know, a leaked script out somewhere, I will not read it. But I will not be looking for spoilers. If something happens across my newsfeed on Facebook or Twitter or something, I might look at it. But I will not be hunting spoilers, no.
Okay. Cohen?
I would like to say that I'm above all the spoilers and I can wait and all that sort of thing, but no. I am going to devour every single piece of information that they give us. I mean, if they bring back hyperspace, I'm going to sign up for a hyperspace account. I will not subscribe to Star Wars Insider because I don't want to get my news 3 months late. But, you know, like, the thing I love about Star Wars Insider is that's where all of the news leaks from. But it leaks from Star Wars Insider because they get it so that they can put it out to print 2 weeks after everybody else finds out. But what happens is that it leaks and we end up finding out 2 weeks before that. So they're then a month behind by the time it actually hits newsstands. Yeah, I mean, I will be in the thick of it with everybody else. But I don't know. We're also going to be very focused on Rebels. So I'm hoping that what happens is, as opposed to previous Star Wars experiences, that there's so much great stuff that they're producing right now that we just get to enjoy that, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, it'll be December 18th, and we'll be watching Episode 7. So you know, but it is the internet age, and there will be a glut of rumor, speculation, information, photos, videos, trailers, and I'm a Star Wars fan. I bleed Star Wars, so I'm gonna buckle up and enjoy the ride. That's my plan.
And by the way, I will not consider, you know, videos at conventions and spoiler and trailers spoilers. Those do not count as spoilers. Those are official releases, right. And I will be all over those. Yeah. So
I doubt a trailer is gonna say it at the end. Han Solo dies.
Wouldn't that be the best trailer ever, though? Like when find out how Han Solo dies. Star Wars, December 18th, 2020.
Like when the episode 1 trailer came out and the second to last track is Qui-Gon's Noble End. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. What about That's you, Trent?
I was going to say that. I'm kind of the same as Jason. I'm going to try to stay as spoiler-free as far as major stuff. And I was just going to say that. I don't want to go to the store and see a soundtrack that shows Qui-Gon's in or Han's in or whatever. I don't want to get a set of trading cards. And as I'm going through the trading cards before episode 2, I see a picture of Luke or Anakin with his hand chopped off. You know, just stuff like that. It's like, yeah, you know, I remember that too. And it's like, what the heck? So I want to say kind of spoiler free in that regard. But of course, I'm not gonna miss any videos that come out because I know they're gonna really edit those and filter those. Any trailers are gonna come out. Of course, I'm gonna watch those because they're gonna filter that. They're not gonna give away any major stuff in any official releases or videos or anything like that. You know, I'm still hoping that we get when we're in Anaheim next year around this time. I hope we get some kind of a teaser or something. Just anything. I'm just. Got my fingers crossed that we're going to get some special 1 minute teaser trailer for episode 7. That's what I'm hoping for around a year from now. So
I can spoilers. Just yeah, about guarantee it. I can just about guarantee that episode 7 will be the big deal at Celebration Anaheim.
That place is going to go nuts.
It better be, or they'll be doing something wrong.
Exactly.
Hey everyone, we're releasing the Phantom Menace in 3D.
Smell-o-vision. Yeah,
no, it's, you know, real quick, Matt, you hit on this, and I'm sorry, guys, I know we got to wrap this up, but, you know, just even mentioning this soundtrack stuff, how awesome is that, though, to think that, and, you know, because I'm guaranteed it'll come out, before, you know, a couple weeks before the film, how awesome will it be, though, to get a new piece of John Williams' Star Wars music? I mean, how sweet is that going to be?
I am tingling with excitement over here just to hear you say that. yes, 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 and 100% yes. I will be all over that. I will probably end up pre-ordering it on iTunes just so I can make sure I have it. But yes, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally excited. I'm glad.
And I'm actually really excited for the action figures, too. I want old man Han Solo so bad.
Old so man Han Solo.
All right. Cool. Cool. I just wanted to get your guys, your take on the spoiler stuff. So.
Definitely.
All right.
All right, guys.
By the way, thanks for asking me what I'm going to do with spoilers. But all right.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, go ahead. You tell us.
It's such a jerk.
Your question. it's your question.
I will read anything and everything I can get my hands on. It's
Are you
awful.
Really? Oh,
I can't. I'm being honest with myself and with you guys because I love you. I just know I read the episode 3 plot or the script like a month before it came out. And there were still some changes, and I still was super excited by it. I like Jason said, I'm not going to actively seek things out. But if something pops up, and even if it says, I don't know if you guys remember this on the Forest.net, you used to have to highlight the spoiler because they didn't want you to be able to see it unless you really – I mean, you literally had to physically do something to see it. If I see something like that, I will be highlighting. But again, like I won't go out of my way to find something. But yeah, I'll read anything that's available, unfortunately. So.
Wow.
But don't worry, I would keep it to myself because I know I remember somebody has written it on our Wampa's Lair page to even say like, hey, if any big spoilers come out, can you guys please not post them? Because I respect people wanting to be taken by surprise. I know I can't be. But I will not be a jerk. That I vow. So
Well, we all appreciate that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me, Jason? I'm totally gonna text you. Jason, Luke Skywalker dies. First 10 minutes, just read the script.
Wow.
Love, Carl.
Gee, thanks, Carl.
Don't forward this to Cranky or Cohen. I made a vow.
Yeah. I want to be able to sit in a theater and not know what's coming next, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. All righty then. That's it, Mike. Is he still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, there he is.
Well, that's not it for us. We're gonna throw in a second over to the rest of our regular episode of Frontlines, the Clone Wars podcast, where we talk all about Rise of Clovis. But that does it for this part of our episode 7 coverage, the casting news, the craziness and panic that has ensued as Star Wars fans everywhere run around in delight, screaming, and regular people are confused. So.
Well, yes. You guys want to know one little thing I have planned for Sunday, though, for May the 4th?
What's that?
So I have a work function all day on Sunday during the day. So, as a result, since I can't do a movie marathon, we have to do this ministry fair where I have to try to promote the youth ministry program to all the, like, 10th graders and 9th graders.
So you'll be doing it dressed as Princess Leia from Return of the Jedi.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I want to show as much skin as possible and show them God's love. That was really creepy.
You gotta be careful, buddy.
Yeah, I know. No, I will be bringing my lightsaber, though. My Anakin episode 3 / Luke episode 4 lightsaber. And I will say, you can try this if you promise to come to a youth ministry function next year. So, awesome. Anywho. Yeah.
I'll be launching Kenobi and Me, my new webcomic.
I'm pumped, dude. I can't wait to see that. I've already loved all the little teasers you've given us. So
yes,
you sir are an underwritten artist. I'm excited to see more of what you can do. So,
well, I'm glad to hear
for
that.
Those of you who don't know, I mean, Cohen has done all the front lines, imaging and
anybody stuff. Listening to Frontlines knows
they know that. But you also did for Steve and I over at Quist. Know what I'm saying? You did that awesome picture of he and I. I mean, that was freaking great. So. Anyway, yeah, guys, thanks for letting us join your party. Thanks for being part of our party. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Well, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Why don't you go ahead and close out and give all your information and where people can find you and all that fun stuff?
Well, we don't have to because it's at the end of our regular episode.
Oh,
well, so you go ahead and do yours.
Okay. Carl, where can people get in contact with us?
All right. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/wampuslayerpodcast, twitter.com/wampuslayer, and you can email us at wampuslayerpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Guys, this was so fun. Way better than just the two of us.
Oh, it's always fun getting everybody together.
Heck yeah. Cranky, it's good to talk to you. And you too, Mike. I love chatting the wars with you guys.
Always a pleasure.
All right.
Well, and we have a big me and Mike are going to be wrapping up Frontlines after the last episode, or after this season. So we only got we were about halfway through. So I think, Mike, we were going to plan on having just a big send off episode. Maybe have a lot of our past guests on. Maybe just to talk about, maybe I think we've been talking about that. So, you guys, we might be in touch with you guys.
Awesome.
When I get to that point.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. Big send-off. Big send-off.
Yeah. Well, Jason's going to do a quick send-off for us since we don't have any material after this.
Okay.
Right. Well, thank you, everybody. This has been an awesome Wampus Lair / Frontlines co-cast. This has been Wampus Lair Podcast number 83, Breaking Cast, for Carl and Mike and Matt. I'm Jason, and we will see you next time here on the Wampus Lair and Frontlines.
I want to come with you to Alderaan. There's nothing for me here now. I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.